As summer temperatures heat up in the Treasure Valley, many homeowners turn to their irrigation district to water their lawn. Districts dot the valley, but the largest is the Nampa and Meridian Irrigation District. Darren Kuhn is the secretary treasurer of the district, which has been around since 1904. It supplies irrigation water to 69,000 acres. That includes farms, homes, and businesses whose owners pay taxes to the district. Those taxes for 2014 are due by June 20th. People who don't pay face a lien on their property. Kuhn says the district covers a large portion of the Treasure Valley.
There are about 52,000 tracts of land that make up the irrigation district. It's located in Ada County and Canyon County with a small tract of land in Idaho County.
Now, I know more than 37,000 property owners have land inside the district. They pay irrigation taxes. What does that money do? What do they get for their taxes?
Well, the revenue that's collected is based upon the water right that the land has. It has nothing to do with property value. And the tax that's collected is used to pay for the operation and maintenance of the canal, lateral, and drain system, and also reservoir maintenance charges for Anderson Ranch Dam and Arrow Rock on the Boise River.
Now, do you have to pay taxes even if you don't use the irrigation water?
The water rights are apportioned to the land, and even though you choose not to use the irrigation water, it is a requirement of law to pay the irrigation tax.
And that confuses some people, I'm guessing.
Some people do become confused because they associate the tax with actually being able to use the irrigation water. And in most cases, most people can use the water and do use it. There are some folks that choose not to, or in some cases that decision was made by a previous owner and the distribution system was eliminated.
Now, taxes for 2014 are due June 20th, and 4,000 people still haven't paid those taxes. What happens if they don't pay on time?
For those that don't pay on time, the district is required by law to file a lien at the county in which the land lies. In that case, if it's Canyon County, a lien will be filed there in Ada County. Of course, the lien will be filed at the Ada County Recorder's Office.
And then what happens if they don't pay for 3 years?
For nonpayment for 3 years, the Irrigation District, once again, is required by law to take what is known as a tax deed or ownership of the property. And then in the subsequent year, the district will offer the property for sale, essentially for the unpaid irrigation taxes and other associated costs. By the time that comes about, generally speaking, you're talking about no more than a half a dozen properties at most, and typically the district may sell one or two properties a year.
So that doesn't happen very often?
No, the sale of the property for delinquent taxes is very rare. But it does happen, and that is what the law requires of irrigation districts in the state of Idaho. It's not a choice.
And why are irrigation districts important?
Well, irrigation water really built the valley. There are a lot of other institutions here that come along later, but they wouldn't really exist if it weren't for the irrigation water. We live in a high plateau desert. I tell folks that if you want to see what life would have been like without irrigation, simply go out south of the Boise Airport and look to the south, and that's really what this valley looked like. There were no trees, only a small amount along the Boise River, and certainly there was no farming because there was no irrigation water. And without irrigation or without water, development just isn't going to happen. Development can't be sustained.
If you're not sure if you owe taxes or don't know if you live in the district, Darren Kuhn says to contact the Nampa and Meridian Irrigation District for more information.